Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Ready to go, we are with the Talk Radio Countdown Show for yet another week. The week of February 3rd to the 7th is under our scrutiny. When I say ours, I say mine and Michael. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as he is every week to put a scope on this week's Talk Radio, the top 10 stories and people. So, Michael, this week has been a fabulous week for conversation. I would say that there isn't a... sometimes there's, you know, I guess the element of hit or miss and what do people really want to focus on. Sometimes it's top heavy. The list gets top heavy toward the you know, 4, 3, 2, 1. But there really is lots of meat here. And so would you please go through the story list for us and the people list so we got a handle on what our discussion will be through the course of the hour.
This week was anything but boring, Doug. At number 10, we have the Harvey Weinstein trial and the Me Too movement, and that's in a tie with the death of movie icon Kirk Douglas. At number 9, various and sundry U.S. foreign wars. At number 8, world weather stats and climate change. At number 7, a bunch of the perennials, immigration reform, health care reform, race relations, and gun control. At number 6, the Rush Limbaugh diagnosis and his receiving the Medal of Freedom. At number 5, the U.S.-China trade war and the economy. At number 4, the Wuhan coronavirus. At number 3, the impeachment trial and the acquittal of Donald J. Trump. At number 2, the State of the Union address. And at number 1, the presidential race, the Iowa caucus, and concern over voting integrity. That's the way the 10 categories.
Da, 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 da.
And then we go to the people.
Yes.
Number 10, Kirk Douglas. Number 9, Harvey Weinstein. Number 8, Rush Limbaugh. Number 7, Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney. At number 6, Adam Schiff. Number 5, Mike Bloomberg and Amy Klobuchar. At number 4, Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren. Number 3, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And number 1, of course, Donald Trump. A crazy week.
Mm-hmm. Certainly was active and lots of good conversation. Unfortunately, some of the folks that are on the right spent a lot of time with the top two or three and didn't get into it depends on the point of view of the station and what they want to accomplish. What is it they say? Play the hits. Remember when we were jocks, the bosses always said, play the hits. That was in an era that we could pick the music, actually. You got to play the hits. And, yeah, the hits are certainly the top four or five. But that's how the Talk Radio Countdown actually began, because you were listening to music radio countdowns and you said, hey, why can't we have a countdown for the talk world? And that's where this came from.
Well, my background in radio is both music and talk. So a lot of my work is marked by the blending of both skills.
Yep, and that's why some of us who have come from that era, both you and I have the same background. Actually, Limbaugh has the same background. He was a disc jockey and a newsman before he became a talk radio personality, and that's why I think one of the things that contributed to those who have had sustenance, they understand what the meat and potato is behind the scenes of what it takes to get people to stick around. There's time spent listening. I don't know how, you know, sometimes you don't get into it. We maybe don't want to dig too deep a hole here, but there are various elements that make up how people are measured in their success.
You touch on a few things that are worth talking about for a second. The three elements that broadcasters are most concerned about for people who are interested is, one, how many people are listening in any given moment, how many different people listen in the course of a week, and how long the people listen. That's called time spent listening. The total of all the audience is called the cume for cumulative, and the moment-to-moment is called your quarter-hour average or quarter-hour share. There's a little behind-the-scenes lingo, folks, about the radio business.
Well, let's pursue the Limbaugh thing, because I think that really does have sustenance. As you said, we've got lots of things to do here in this hour, but I do think Rush Limbaugh deserves a lot of attention. And one of the things, I found something in a trade newspaper when I was looking up some stuff, doing a little background, remembering Limbaugh and I started at the same time doing national stuff back in 1988. And he said something that that has stayed with me, and actually ended up in print. He, on the air, said, quote, "A good radio guy or girl paints the pictures you see, or you do it yourself. But the intimacy that radio can cause to happen also enhances persuadability." Out the wazoo, as a matter of fact, was the expression he used, because it's in that intimacy that you develop the trust and the believability, hopefully, the audience will invest in you. And there's nothing more true than that. And he's the epitome of it. And thus, in my mind, he deserved the Medal of Freedom, not for necessarily the content of his program, although without the content he wouldn't have been as successful as he was and is, but because he saved AM radio. That's a national trail, national AM radio. We grew up with it. It's a vibe. It's a very important part of half the country's entire life. And so the fact that he almost single-handedly, if not single-handedly, saved what was dying, you know, all of the music had gone to FM, so what are they going to do on AM? They had to find somebody who would make it, who would be a lightning rod that would make people say, wow. And that's what he was and is. Don't you agree? I mean, that's why.
To a certain extent, I agree. Yeah. I don't like to speak in extremes like somebody saved AM radio or somebody is single-handedly responsible. I look at it more as he's to radio what Elvis Presley was to rock and roll. I mean, there are a lot of other rockers. You know, there was Buddy Holly, and there was, and you know, there are people like Larry King, Howard Stern, Doug Steffen. I mean, hundreds of people made this scene grow. He was the spark plug. He was the biggest star.
Yeah,
and
right.
So we're saying the same thing, but I just...
Well, you've been, over the years, until the last couple of years, he dominated the Heavy 100 at Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com.
I would say being number two the last 2 years to Sean Hannity still comes under the category of dominate.
Yes. Yeah. You know? The top three or five or whatever.
And he certainly, as the editorial board is putting together the list for 2020, there's a very good chance he will bounce back into number one for all the reasons that we've discussed.
Wow, there's an insight. Look at that, boys and girls. You got an insight from the guy who helps to put the list together with the rest of his staff. Yeah, I think that makes good sense. All right, so we'll continue. Lots of other things in our focus here. You have the expertise of Michael Harrison, who runs Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. We have a focus on you and your health, your weight. How are you feeling about your body? And Elizabeth Miller is here with us from Calitrin. Great place to go for information and for help. So if you have questions, you have people there that will chat with folks who want to know more about what Calitrin is all about. Yes?
Yes, sir. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can chat with us online. There's also the phone number, 1-800-325-4366. And you can also see how we've been helping customers lose weight safely for over 20 years. This is what healthy weight loss looks like when your body is burning off those fats and sugars the way that it did when you were younger. So that's why you feel good while you're taking it. That's why it's good for you. This is really a health supplement that just turns your body back into that fat-burning machine.
Feel good about yourself. Lose that weight at Calitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Moving on now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here, with some of the opportunities we have each week to talk, get the insight from Michael and all of the staff's research into these stories. So I think we've had our say about Rush Limbaugh and what the realities are. So now we talk about the coronavirus. And the headline that I come up with, Michael, is just sort of a comparison, not necessarily fact and fiction, but to realize that there are 700-800 people who have died because they got this coronavirus since it became apparent in, what, 1st of December, I think, and then compare that to the fact that over 10,000 people have died in America alone of the regular flu since the beginning of the year, kind of on balance, it seems, okay, what are we worrying about? Well, I mean, I think it's important for people to have the information, don't you? Or is there a danger that we go off on the deep end here?
Well, you know, you bring up a very interesting topic, and that is how we emotionalize our priorities in terms of what we consider to be danger. You know, we get all crazy about things based upon how dramatic they are as opposed to the actual numbers. There are many things that are far more dangerous than other things, and yet we talk about the other things because of the drama. And I think the thing that separates the coronavirus from, say, the average flu is that you get the flu and you recover. But the coronavirus, there's much more chance of dying from it. Not that it's a terminal disease. It's not. But it's a far more vicious type.
Apparently, it is
virus.
Terminal if you're the whistleblower. I get a kick out of people saying, oh, he died of the virus. Baloney, died of the virus. He got Epstein'd by the Chinese. They had him in a hospital room and bingo, see you later. That's the way I look at it anyway.
Interesting. That's very interesting. It's very possible. That's not beyond what they might do.
No. And then you look at the ramifications and the ripple down. See, this is the fabulous aspect of talk radio because there's so many different directions you can go in. Do you know how many car parts in cars manufactured all over the world, how much the car manufacturers depend on parts from China, and the fact that one after another after another after another of the car manufacturing plants are shutting down because China is shut down. They've closed all the factories. They've closed everything. All of the store, Amazon's closed. Apple's closed. All the car manufacturing. Nissan this week stopped production entirely because they can't get parts from China. And you look at, see the trickle-down effect that's going to have on the economy. Wow.
Yeah. If you look at our survey this week, at number four is the Wuhan coronavirus, and at number five is U.S.-China trade war and the economy. Four and five are connected. The coronavirus is not just a health and medical story. It's an economic story. It's having a tremendous impact on the economy of the world.
It really, and it will, it's just started now. Until they can get a handle on, you know, what's going on or how to do whatever you have to do to eradicate it. You know, some of these things kind of peter out on their own. It's hard to tell whether this is going to do that or not. But in the meantime, there has never been, at least in the modern era that I can remember, something happening that had this large an impact on the economy of the world. And you see the stock market kind of gurgling. Trump in his State of the Union speech said, oh, everything's fabulous and we're going to have a wonderful year and elect me because I'm the best.
Have you ever seen a State of the Union where the president didn't use it as a laundry list of his accomplishments?
Of course. It's always the economy.
As a matter of fact, I was watching one channel ran clips of each topic going all the way back, I think, to Nixon and Eisenhower and Truman.
Cool.
You know, all these, and they all say the same thing. You know, America has never been stronger. It's amazing, and it seems so persuasive when you watch it, and 2 days later it evaporates.
Yeah, but at any rate, and that may be the case if Trump doesn't win. I still think, and it's anathema to a lot of people, but I still think there's a real chance that Trump won't win. We'll see what happens. A lot can happen between now and November, that's for sure. And we'll talk about the President's State of the Union address as we continue here to address the issues of the week as they have been attended to by some of the great talk radio stations and hosts around the country. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go. Back again with a focus, the continuing focus, if you will. This is a program people really look forward to every week because it gets to the heart of the matter of so many of the stories that are so impassionately discussed by some of our best hosts. And so the impeachment trial, I don't know what there is to say about that, Michael. It's over, except I'm afraid, I don't know if afraid's the right word, but well, some of the Democrats are dumb enough to try it again.
I think the Democrats really shot themselves in the foot with this thing. I think it was insanely stupid for them to have an impeachment against the president when the numbers were so stacked against them. Now, some people say it's their constitutional duty if they believe he committed high crimes and misdemeanors. Win, lose, or draw, they had to do it. But come on, grow up. We live in the real world. And from a political perspective, it was suicidal. Because what they have done is they have made him stronger than ever. And what they have done is they've created a precedent whereby presidents can get away with murder now, using this as a case where the president basically did the old Nixon thing of saying if the president does it, it's not illegal, which was a joke when President Nixon, when ex-President Nixon said it during the Frost interview.
As he found out the hard way.
As he found out the hard way. Well, Trump has reversed that, and he can thank Nancy Pelosi and company for doing that. So they really did a disservice to the country by extending their reach further than their grasp.
All right, so then let's address some of the partial conversation that focused on the childishness of both Trump and Pelosi. Trump won't shake her hand. She rips up the speech. That became sort of, you're talking about watching clips. I think I watched that a couple of times and thought to myself, what are we dealing with here? These two people, for God's sakes, they have the most important jobs in the country, and they're acting like they're 5 years old. My grandson's got more maturity than that. You don't shake her hand. Oh, come on. And she rips up the speech.
I'm not sure. In Trump's defense, I'm not sure that he noticed that she put her hand up.
Well, maybe not. He might not have.
That's a 50-50 to me.
Yeah,
as far as her ripping up the speech, that to me I just think was a horrible idea. Some people think it was a bold statement on her part, you know, and there are a lot of people who love her, feistiness. But I just think it was a bad bad form. And I don't know whether she thought of it at the moment or whether it was premeditated. But as far as Trump is concerned, I watched it. You know what it reminded me of? It was like watching a football video to see whether he stepped outside the line or he didn't. Was his knee on the ground or was it not? And I don't think Trump noticed that her hand was out because he was already pivoting around. And plus, hey, when you're about to make a State of the Union speech, you got a lot on your mind.
I think you may be right. Yeah, you give him the benefit of the doubt in that circumstance. But her tearing up the speech was very immature. Anyway, so thinking about it and then realizing that it's not the end of the world, it's just one more thing for people to glom onto.
Well, think about it, Doug. Think about it. This is astonishing that we have had this reality show at the State of the Union. The Speaker of the House rips up the President's speech at the end of the program on national TV. This is astonishing that we even consider this to be normal at this point and move on. Think about it.
Yeah, and well, think about the whole thing and how these people are so out of touch. Is it really that bad that they are that out of touch with the reality? I remember George Bush not having any money to pay for a loaf of bread. Remember that? And how everybody said he's so out of touch. But how can these people misread the tea leaves as badly as they have? In fact, they've done the opposite of what they want to do. They wanted to take him down. Instead, they threw gas on the fire for his reelection campaign. Unless they come up with a stronger candidate, they've given it to him.
Or unless something happens between now and November that renders this ancient.
Yeah, no, that always the possibility of that for sure. Continuing on, stay tuned. More next half hour will be exciting as this half hour has been on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a central witness in the impeachment proceedings against President Trump, was fired and escorted out of the White House on Friday. That's according to his attorney. President Trump, talking to reporters outside the White House, claims that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi broke the law by ripping up his State of the Union address.
It was a terrible so disrespectful to our country, and actually very illegal.
More Americans are fleeing China, where the outbreak of the coronavirus started, and are heading home to the United States. One plane has already landed in San Antonio, and another is expected to arrive. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar reminds everyone,
although the virus represents a potentially very serious public health threat, and we expect to continue seeing more cases here, the immediate risk to the American public is low.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with His Excellency Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And here I am, Doug Steffen, holding on for dear life to find out what Michael is thinking and what he's heard and what the review staff has come up with regard to some of these important conversations. I was appalled. That's something that didn't get the time I think that it deserves because of the way the lawyers are talking to those women. I don't know if you saw or talked about any of that stuff, but that man, if you can even use that term for him, and the way those lawyers are going after that poor woman. Yeah. Oh, what a disgusting
way. Too many. Look, first of all, you're innocent until proven guilty. I believe in that. Yeah. However, I think that this particular case rises beyond that principle in terms of, I think it's not a he said, she said situation when you have 80 women complaining or 6 women testifying and the type of emotional meltdown that we saw. This got a lot of coverage on Court TV, which was sort of an alternative universe to the...
More important than it was. Yeah. Than it is now.
Yeah, this trial would have been gigantic if it weren't for the fact that we're going through the most remarkable political times of our lifetime. So it wound up at number 10. It's gigantic, but I guess, you know, we're all focused on politics.
Well, are we focused on getting over, in the case of the Weinstein thing, I don't know that you can ever get over that. And I think it's a disservice to the people who were attacked by him and that whole scenario. And it continues to a certain extent. Do you know there are 500 television shows, never mind the movies, there are 500 television shows in production here in Los Angeles right now.
I mean, unprecedented. It used to be if there were 50 in production, that would be a lot. But with all of the, and so the influence of some of these people or the stuff they get away with is so much trafficking going on. Everybody's running out of the studio. One actor I know who's got three different shows he's doing, and he told me the other day he forgot, he used some lines from one show on the other show because he forgot what show he was on. Actually, while he was taping
the show. So what you're saying is it's a booming time for producers and actors.
And so does that take its toll? The guys like Weinstein, who may still be around today, get away with stuff because everybody's just so busy and they don't take note? Or are we focused so much on what people do that this can't be hidden anymore, never be hidden again?
Are you saying that he got away with it for so many years before it finally surfaced? Is that what you're talking about?
Because there weren't other... well, I think that, and then the fact that somebody stepped forward and then everybody else did the Me Too thing.
Well, the reason that he got away with it for so many years is so many people had an interest, a self-interest on a financial and business level in his continuing.
Well, let's... go
people
ahead.
Buy into a lie if they benefit by it.
Well, let's... that's a good... let me just... push that a little bit further down the road with you, if I may. Radio, television, print media, or whatever is online, podcasting. When you think about how aggressively some of the stations, the programs, the apps, the websites, the podcasts protect certain... I'm thinking about Monsanto and Bayer and how this week the government, the EPA, said that don't worry about using Roundup, it's okay. So that was something that everybody heard. All right, this is horrible, horrible. On the other side, without much to do about it, Bayer announced they were going to pull Roundup from the stores and not make it available for the average home gardener. So, you know, that's... but yet the televisions and radio stations, because they make so much money playing spots for Bayer aspirin or all the products. I mean, you have no idea how many companies these people own, and so they force, if you will, you play, you know, you keep up that conversation, I'm going to pull all my ads. I think that's something that influences talk radio sometimes. Don't you? I mean, reality really doesn't advertising affect what's on the radio?
And I think advertising affects what's on the media.
Yeah,
but as I said before, I think that money plays a role in people choosing what they will be offended by and what they won't, what they will come forward to testify about and what they'll keep quiet about. And certainly, I believe to a certain extent, platforms in the media will look the other way if somebody gets in trouble or a company has a problem that they draw sustenance from. This is human nature, and this is one of the conundrums that we deal with in a free marketplace in which there's freedom of speech, journalism, and advertising all under the same roof. It's complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, well, with that, the personal opinions of people now that anchors think it's important for you to know what they think. I don't really give a damn. I want to be able to think what I can think.
No.
But I do. But, go ahead.
That's part of the way to get ratings is the opinion, the opinionating. Which
but why is that? That's a fascinating. Please go down that road.
Because it's a daily dance of Ephraim. It started when
Limbaugh. Did it start with Limbaugh?
Limbaugh was part of that, but it started when programmers began to realize that by telling people what they already think and what they believe, it resonates, and they're more likely to like you. So instead of just putting the information out there and attracting whatever audience is interested, they specifically target audiences and affirm their already held notions and feed them what they want and preach to the choir, and that seems to be a surer way to get ratings and revenue.
Yeah, well, it is. That's again why I like having you here, because you give us the insight into what kind of is in the. What's the old expression? You love the sausage, but you don't want to see how it's made.
there's a degree of that, and it hasn't always been that way. Although it has been that way to one degree or another, going back to the beginning of media. I mean, yellow journalism goes back into the 1800s.
Yeah,
and
I remember the
sensationalism and lying and hyperbole. It's not like these days are that much different than the way it's been in different forms over the decades and centuries.
I think you're right. People may be the same, but the way that the information is disseminated, I mean, think about yourself. Even 100 years ago, 200 years ago, nobody knew what was going on, you know, up in the next town for a week or two, and they didn't know what was going on in Washington. 13 original colonies, it took them, how long to get the Declaration signed? About 3 months?
It was slower. Part of the situation today is because how quickly things move. So it feels different, but it's basically, if you made it in slow mo, it would be the same as it was in the 1800s.
All right, continuing on, Michael Harrison is here from the Talkers Magazine. Here's the list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the stories for the next minute from 10 to number 1. At number 10, the Weinstein trial, the legalities, good heavens. Number 9, our involvement overseas in lots of different places, people beginning to argue a lot about whether we ought to be there or not. Number 8, the weather situation, and that always seems to flow into climate change. Weather's pretty wild. Lots of wind blowing on the East Coast as we speak this weekend. A lot of rain and dark clouds, that sort of thing. Number 7, immigration reform. Number 6, Rush Limbaugh and his health diagnosis and getting the Medal of Freedom. Number 5, the Chinese situation. The coronavirus, number 4. Impeachment trial, number 3. State of the Union address, number 2. And the presidential race, number 1 this week.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
The average American eats about 400 to 500 more calories than we used to.
Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says that's helped fuel the obesity epidemic. But for most healthy adults, cutting out 200 or so calories a day can help a lot because you'll likely reduce your daily intake of carbs and fat.
Which is a good thing. Every pound of weight we put on is 5 miles of blood vessels. So you do the math. If you're 10 pounds overweight, it's a lot. In your heart, it gets tired. The blood pressure goes up. The heart attack rates go up, etc.
Cutting calories also decreases your risk of stroke, diabetes, some cancers, and Alzheimer's disease.
It's not a good thing to have extra calories because our body stores them. If we could just urinate them out, that'd be wonderful, but it doesn't happen that way.
He says watch your portion sizes and eat foods based on the Mediterranean diet, which includes vegetables, fruits, whole grains, fish, and olive oil. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
On the people side of things, the list from Talkers Magazine includes the following names from 10 to number 1. At number 10, Kirk Douglas and all the conversation about his passing at the age of 103. Harvey Weinstein, number 9. Rush Limbaugh, number 8, for good reason. Mitch McConnell is at 7. Adam Schiff is at 6. The various candidates for the Democratic presidential race are on, 5 and 4 and 3. So then we get to number 2, Nancy Pelosi, actually deserves to be in that position, the number 2 position, I think, and Donald Trump, number 1, for all of the obvious reasons. I'm trying to remember in my mind, I can't remember a week where Donald Trump hasn't been in the number 1 position. So he's there, and so we've got the overview. It really is pretty amazing when you get right down to it, how much oxygen out of the room Bloomberg is getting now. And Amy Klobuchar, I noticed that they were together in print in a couple of places. I think they might be, see what happens when the time comes, but I think that might be the team that takes on Trump and Pence. So let's see. Important names this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The continuing focus on the charts from Talkers Magazine to Talkers.com, the people list. You know, one of the things that people are the Republicans and some of the right-wing talk hosts are gloating about how Joe Biden did or didn't do in Iowa and all that, the hoopla that goes with it. How is it, we in danger of doing of counting him out too soon? What do you think?
I don't think we're in danger of anything. I think that the Republicans who think that Joe Biden is the most formidable candidate the Democrats can offer and are celebrating his demise had better think again.
I
think that several other candidates that are Democratic potential nominees are far stronger than Biden. I think that Trump will steamroll Biden, but I don't know if he could steamroll even Buttigieg, Amy, Bernie,
Bloomberg. You still don't put. I'm telling you.
I respect the potential that Bloomberg has. Objectively speaking, I have moved a little bit toward understanding your position.
Okay.
I still don't think he'll make it, but I don't think that you're being outrageous by thinking he's a potential candidate.
All right. We can go to one of the betting sites and we'll put a couple of bucks on it and see. All right.
How horrible that that politics has become a spectator sport.
The deadbetonline.ag, they have tons of positions on all this stuff. Who is Trump going to make it? He's not going to make it. All of that stuff. And then it just is very distracting. I want to spend a minute talking about Kirk Douglas because he meant more maybe to our generation, some of the people listening that are younger. He was a major impact in the movie world starting in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. What a fabulous life he led. And is there a better scene than in Spartacus when the Romans are asking, where is Spartacus? And everybody gets up and says, I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus! I mean, I get goosebumps when I think of that.
Yeah. And he played amazing roles. He was a great actor. He was an author. He wrote tons of books, novels. He was an activist, a philanthropist. He was nominated for 3 Academy Awards. He won the Lifetime Achievement Award. He also was a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, as was Rush Limbaugh this past week. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he did was he stood up bravely, fearlessly, for the blacklisted actors back in the McCarthy era in the 50s, and was one of the forces that broke that negative chapter of political and Hollywood history.
Yep, he did a lot. I think that it was very interesting, all of the various roles. And he was very, as you said, very political. He came to this country, I don't think he was born here, but if he was just barely born here. His name, being Jewish, was a name that I can't even, I remember seeing it, but I can't pronounce it. But it was so Jewish that the people who were in Hollywood at the time said, you better change your name, because otherwise you're not going to make it. And so he did change his name to Kirk Douglas from whatever.
I think his name was Spielberg.
No. No. But you see, that's a difference. See, that was the next generation. Spielberg was a generation after him and didn't make any difference. Well, and Spielberg's name doesn't sound, let's face it.
I came up with one,
right.
But we go through periods where ethnicity is looked at as a badge of honor or as exotic, and other times in history when people wanted to have general American names. It's all crap.
Well, but why?
Because it's superficiality. It really is. And, names like Rock Hudson. Think about
it. Yeah.
His
name was
Clark Gable, John Wayne.
Right. John Wayne's real name is Marion
Rip Torn,
Morrison.
Yeah.
And he and Rip Torn, right? He and Kirk Douglas were great friends, even though they were opposite ends of the politics. They did 3 or 4 movies together, had a great time. His name, he was born as Izzer Danielovich. That was his name.
Danielovich doesn't sound Jewish to me. It sounds Russian.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Eastern European.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Vladimir Danielovich, the Prime Minister of Russia.
The last of the golden era. But think about the fact that he did all these movies and he went and survived through a stroke is really pretty amazing.
Not to mention, he brought us Michael Douglas.
Yes, he did, for sure. Michael Harrison, I bring you Michael Harrison every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Check out talkers.com, please, for the lists and all the info that's there about the fabulous world of talk radio. Here's something that's fabulous, a way for you to lose weight lose weight and keep it off. Matter of fact, the people at Calitrin are happy to brag. I don't know, I'm bragging. Maybe they don't use the term brag, but they have an 86% success rate. Can you imagine that? Any product in that space that has an 86% success rate? I don't know why you'd try anything else. This doesn't hurt. Take four capsules a night when you go to bed, and over a six-month period, you'll lose the weight and keep it off. It's a golden opportunity for you right now to get in, lose the weight, and keep it off. Go to Calitrin.com and use the code DJV. Discounts on every bottle equal $20. $20 off each bottle. That's the discount. Use the code DJV. Lose the weight thanks to Calitrin.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the countdown. Lawyer, college professor, certainly an expert in many fields. He's devoted a lot of his time and expertise, legal expertise, to studying and writing about scams, providing you with the latest info. There's a book called Identity Theft Alert that is up to date and it tells you exactly what to do and how to do it when it comes to being confronted by scams and being hacked and all of that stuff. So check it out at scamicide.com. Well, let's see. Where do we start here, Steve Arena?
You know, you could actually start with a scam, because something that hasn't been getting a lot of play as far as the scam aspect, but has been in the news, is the coronavirus.
Yeah,
and the Securities and Exchange Commission is warning people about what they call pump and dump schemes, where people are getting emails or text messages about this company that's got a cure or a treatment for the coronavirus, and you can invest in this ahead of the market. And of course, the scammers have already found small cap companies that really don't have any kind of treatment. They buy the stock low. People, for some reason, believe these emails and text messages. They buy up the stock. The stock gets a high price, and then the scammers dump their shares, and all of a sudden the stock drops. So that and a lot of phony treatments, including masks that don't work, are out there taking advantage of people.
Yep, for sure. And then there's a whole business about whether it's really as bad as one thinks when you compare it to the results of the regular flu here that already this year has killed over 10,000 people.
Yeah, I mean,
have to weigh it in balance here.
It's far worse here right now.
Yeah, it is. It's horrible. Right. Okay, we must spend some time talking about the legal aspects of Harvey Weinstein's trial. I don't know whether I call him Weinstein. I call him a creep. All right, so pimples on his back, the size of his you-know-what, that all became part of the trial this week. And the disgusting, I'm going to say this, one of your brethren, that damn lawyer that represents Weinstein, what a cretin. Good God, the way he manhandled that, some of those witnesses, jeepers.
That always is the, and he very well may be a creep, but it's always the most difficult part if you are defending someone in that position. It's a jury. And so if you come across like he did to you, if you were one of those jurors, you're going to find this guy guilty. On the other hand, you have to try and bring out flaws in the stories. And that's the delicate line that they go on. To me, one of the most interesting things of this, which much of the media hasn't picked up on, there were six separate people, women that testified as far as alleged attacks on them. But he is only on trial for two. And generally, these other women would not be allowed to testify. They would say even if he did something to them, it doesn't relate to the two that form the basis of these charges. But where the prosecution was able to get these women to testify is by saying he had a pattern. And by showing the pattern that he did in assaulting these various women, it supported the story even more of the two that he's actually accused of. But I find it hard to imagine Harvey Weinstein coming out of this trial very well.
I hope not. You know, and I try not to prejudice things because
right,
I do believe in America. Yeah, the way it works, proven. Well, the news media makes you guilty oftentimes, and you're not proven. You're innocent until you're proven guilty. Okay.
Yep.
So that didn't hold. Number three this week, that didn't hold very well in the impeachment trial either. What's the definition of the word trial?
Whatever you want it to be when it comes to this
really?
Kind of a situation. And that was it. The trial was what Mitch McConnell wanted it to be. He controlled that Senate. They call it a trial, but in fact it doesn't have to meet any of the conditions of what we would have under federal rules of civil procedure, under federal criminal trial laws, nothing, absolutely nothing. And unfortunately there's no guidance in the Constitution when it comes to this. So it frankly was a political thing that was a mockery of a trial. If you want to go strictly on the law, yes, there is absolutely no question that President Trump violated the law. I mean, no question. The question is, did those amount to high crimes and misdemeanors? I think he should have been convicted, but I can certainly understand someone taking the position that even though he was guilty of these crimes, and they were crimes, that they didn't rise to the level of high crime and misdemeanor. But even when there, we don't have a lot of precedent. So impeachments are, unfortunately, because of the way the rules are, always just going to be political spectacles.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a lawyer and the expert when we come to looking at the stories from a legal point of view, he's the man we go to here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.